I've got two, and they're yeah, I don't know why they're barking, but it is what it is.
I'm gonna record if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Call is now being recorded.
Let's start on kind of a downer note. The starting rotation just is abominable.
Yeah.
So let's zero in on, I don't know, let's start with why guys can't go deep in the inning.
Yeah, look, the rotation's been terrible this month. Obviously they've allowed five or more runs as a pitching staff in the last 20 games, tying the Phillies 19-24 record, and as we've seen, a lot of that's coming from really poor starts. Jimenez continues to surprise us that he's in that rotation, and he's continually struggling with I guess the rare good outing here and there. Gausman's been terrible. He's just not the pitcher that we expected to see this year. He hasn't taken that next step. It's quite concerning. Bundy and Miley, after some really encouraging signs early in the season, especially with Bundy, they've both regressed considerably. I don't know. I mean, Roger McDowell, the new pitching coach. If we're going to look at some results, his results haven't delivered. So I guess we've got to question if there's an issue there. Obviously, we've had some changes behind the dish with Castillo instead of Weeders. So has that had an impact? I'm not sure. The team's just very low on confidence at the moment, and it's showing.
And with the draft just passing, I don't know how much or how closely you follow, but anything you were pleasantly surprised by? I mean, maybe we could give them a grade. What would you give them?
I think it was okay. I guess my concern again is they've gone after some starting pitching, and this organization has shown that it hasn't really been able to develop starting pitching in the recent history. So, like anything, I mean our farm's pretty bare as it is at the moment. I think it's, and we can go into that further later on. I think that it's time to sell as the trade deadline nears, and retool with further talent, because I'm not sure if what we've drafted is going to be enough, to be honest.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's scary to just look at like what happened with Gausman. That's terrifying. Like if you're, man. And JJ already going down. I mean, what's the complexion of this lineup right now?
Yeah, look, I mean, with Hardy going down, look, Hardy had a really poor year. Obviously, he hadn't produced the numbers we'd wanted to see with the bat, but I think people also are forgetting that he'd probably struggled defensively as well, and it probably might not show so much in the errors column, but he's certainly lost some range. There's certainly some balls that even Davis has helped him out quite a lot, picking out of the dirt. I think I think Hardy won't be there next year. Obviously, his injury, it probably gives guys like Tejada and Yarnish a chance, but they're not the long-term replacements either. They're going to have an interesting decision to make around Machado soon. Again, if they're going to become sellers as the deadline nears, it's probably worth putting it out there and seeing what they could potentially get in return for Machado. But if there's long-term plans to keep him within the organization, then maybe it's time to shift him across to shortstop. And when Davis returns from injury, maybe put him over to the hot corner at third. That would then allow someone like Mancini to step in and play first base every day. So there's a few things that they consider can consider, but I think a lot of it comes down to what they want to do as that trade deadline approaches.
Gotcha. All right, Dan, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
No worries. We'll speak to you soon.
I'll DM you the segment on YouTube.
Yeah, perfect. That'll be great if you can do that. Thanks for that.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
No worries. Speak
Sorry
to you
to bug you
soon.
so much.